Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. There was a time when Jesus wept over the state of Israel, the city of Jerusalem. We read about that in Luke chapter 19, beginning in verse 41. Now, as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation." Now, of course, he spoke about the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD under Titus, but this also has end-time prophetic relevance. Because in Luke chapter 21 and verse 20, when Christ spoke about the end time, he had this to say: "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation, its destruction, is near." And I want to show you today in this program that the destruction of Jerusalem is near. Let's start with an article by Newsmax, dated August 13. A June 26 deal brokered by the United States linked the progressive withdrawal of Israeli troops from southern Lebanon to the verified disarmament of all non-state armed groups by the Lebanese government. Hezbollah, which is not a party to the agreement, has rejected disarming. A Lebanese official denied on Thursday a Reuters report that Beirut had agreed with Israel to a short list of countries that could send troops to Lebanon to verify the disarmament of Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. "Israel won't withdraw from southern Lebanon until Hezbollah is disarmed and the threat of Hezbollah in all of Lebanon is removed," the defense minister Israel Katz said on Thursday. He and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had been very clear that "we are not withdrawing from this security zone," adding, "We will cleanse this area and ensure the security of the northern residents." A U.S. State Department official said a permanent Israeli military presence in South Lebanon was not consistent with commitments set out in Israel's U.S.-backed deal with Lebanon's government. Hezbollah, founded by Iran's Revolutionary Guards in 1982, strongly opposes Beirut's talks with Israel and has ruled out any discussion of its weapons before an Israeli withdrawal. Katz's statement echoed recent remarks by Netanyahu on Gaza and Hamas. On Sunday, Netanyahu said that President Donald Trump's latest Gaza roadmap was unacceptable and that Israel would not withdraw before Hamas is disarmed. So we have now both Hezbollah and Hamas. They need to disarm first before Israel withdraws. They don't want to do it, so Israel is not going to withdraw. And so we have a stalemate again. Of course, it's also a real big question whether Hezbollah and Hamas will ever really disarm. We are dealing with terrorist organizations. I think that is very clear, and we should keep that in mind. So Israel's position in this regard is very understandable. But of course, it's not bringing about any peace. And so now, when it comes to the peace plan for Gaza, Fox News wrote on August 9, "Israel is rejecting a 15-point Gaza proposal put forward by the Board of Peace," Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday, declaring that Israel forces will not withdraw from the enclave until Hamas fully gives up its weapons. "When I say Hamas is disarmed, that means the heavy weapons, the less heavy weapons, all the weapons," he added. He also reiterated his opposition to the establishment of a Palestinian state in either Gaza or the West Bank. As long as I am prime minister, there will be no Palestinian state, not in Gaza, not in Judea, not in Samaria, he said, neither Fatahistan nor Hamastan. Now, at the same time, very basically unpopular and, I would say, tremendously dangerous accusations were made by the Arab world against Israel. The Guardian wrote on August 10, in late July, Itamar Ben-Gvir, West Bank settler and far-right extremist minister of security in Benjamin Netanyahu's government, joined a group of more than 2,000 Jewish extremists to storm, that's how the Guardian puts it, Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Jordanian officials have recently warned that it could not be, or that it could be at risk of an imminent Israeli takeover. I've talked about this recently in another message. The idea being Israel is now being accused of violently taking over the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. Israeli police, who report to Ben-Gvir, who was in attendance, set up tents to provide shade to the worshippers. To erect structures, even if they are temporary, is a red rag to a bull. The long-standing fear is that Israelis would knock down the Dome of the Rock or the mosque or rebuild a Jewish temple on the site. And these tents were part of a gradual attempt to push the boundaries. Israel's messianic right, which has gained a powerful foothold in Netanyahu's coalition government, is fixated on the site as a symbol of its political project. Their vision of building a new Jewish temple on one of Islam's holiest sites, once a fringe idea, has become increasingly widespread. Some Jewish extremists have begun marching onto the temple flag, the Star of David overlaid by a picture of the as-yet non-existent Third Temple they hope to build. The rise of the Third Temple movement comes at a time of surging attacks on Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, so the article says. Of course, it also comes at a time when there's going to be elections and Netanyahu needs the support of right-wing parties. It comes at a time when the holy days, they call them the Jewish holy days, it's actually the biblical holy days, are going to be observed in September and October. So all of that put together shows it's highly explosive, what is happening in the Middle East right now. But let's look at the flip side of the coin. An article was published by Israel Hayom on August 10, but it was also published by other papers like Jerusalem Post, having this to say. A disturbing secret proposal emerged during talks between countries in the Middle East. Officials in one country advised another to sign an agreement with Israel as a tactical move aimed at lulling Israel into a false sense of security, while using the time to prepare for a larger military confrontation against it. The discussions between the two sides took place in recent months. During the talks, officials proposed that their counterparts show flexibility toward Israel and work to advance an agreement with it, but not with the intention of treating it as a long-term arrangement. Instead, the proposal was to use a period covered by the agreement to lull Israel while simultaneously preparing for war against it. Once conditions were considered ripe, the agreement could be broken and a confrontation launched. The identities of the countries involved in the discussions cannot be published, the article says. The revelation raises questions about how Israel assesses the intentions of countries in the region, particularly against the backdrop of efforts to advance normalization agreements. The question was raised of whether Israel could once again find itself fundamentally misreading the other side's intentions as it did in the period preceding Hamas October 7, 2023 attack, and whether an apparent willingness to move closer to Israel could, at least in some cases, I would say in most cases, if not in all cases, cover or serve as a cover for preparations for a future confrontation. On Friday, Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Pakistan signed the Mecca Joint Defense Agreement, a trilateral defense pact stipulating that an armed attack against any one of the three countries would be considered an attack against all of them. And of course, sometimes an attack can be provoked, can be manipulated, and you can see all of this is geared towards war and destruction of Israel. Israel will not enjoy peace and friendship with Arab nations. This is not prophesied in the Bible. Just the opposite is prophesied. Psalm 83 reports of a confederacy between Arab nations and Turkey against Israel with the goal of cutting them off from being a nation, and I quote, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. That is their goal. That is what is going to happen. I think you will be able to see that Israel's destruction, Jerusalem's destruction, is near. Now, I realize there are other prophetic events which still have to happen, and we have prepared a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People, which goes into all of these prophetic events. But we are getting closer and closer to the times Jesus Christ warned about. And we should realize how close and how near we are to all of these events which will be fulfilled. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.